say, Omer Rav Yanai Gvul Shemati, Ataka heard a Gvul, I heard a boundary, I heard a time, but V'shachachti, and I forgot exactly when the time was. But V'nasen Chavrayu, my friends reminded me, like told me a Svaro, L'mein was said like this, that Yiridof L'nachal Eitzim as Rosa, the time when you bring it down to Nachal Eitzim, that's what you usually make the Egla Rufa, they bring it down to a Nachal, to like a river, to Nachal Eitzim, and over there they make their rifas, and they bring it down to that place, Nachal Eitzim, that's when it becomes Asa Bano. Omer of Hamnuna, Minoa Aminula. So Nuna says, how do I know this? How does I know this said that first it's Asa Michayim, it's Asa even before you chop off the head? So he said the Tanam learned like this. It says, Halocha, Gemara in Chulin, HaShoychet Poros Chatis V'shor HaNisko V'Egla Rufa. If you shecht a poraduma, that's called a poros chatis, or also a shor haniskal, or else egla rufa. It's a shor that has a chiyiv to have skila, a shor that killed a person, or else negla rufa. If you made a shchita, instead of chopping off there, somebody made a shchita. Rashi says, Gemara is talking about the yisa oisa v'yespanoi. They will know the same day you can't shecht the mother and the kid. So let's say they shechted the kid already today, and now they shecht a poraduma, or else now they shecht a shor haniskal, now they shecht negla rufa. So Rav Shimon points. Rav Shimon says, with this shchita, you part of from Yisro Yisrael Vespinoi, and not Chayv Malkus Yisrael Vespinoi. We'll soon see why. It's called the shchita Shein Ruya. But v'chachomi mechayov. Nechomi say, no, you chayiv. The mice you shechta the kid today, and now you shechta the mother, even though the mother is a shohanisko or an egla rufa. So what? Still, it's also, you're over the laugh. So Bishlein, Rav Nuna says like this, Bishlein, according to me, the Amina that I say, mechayim, the negla rufa becomes lost even when the animal's alive. It's also b'hano. If so, bo pligi. Rav Shimon of Rabbanin. Then I understand good the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanin. Rav Shimon, so v'ashchita she'en ruya loishma shchita. Shimon also shchita that's not fit is loishma shchita. Meaning to say, when you shech the poraduma, you're not allowed to eat the poraduma. It's also b'hano. Hudin ishoran nisko is also b'hano. And then what did the negla rufa? According to Rav Nuna, that let's say they brought it down already to the Nachal Eitzim. So they came Masa Bahanur. Now if you shecht it there, it's also tidit. So therefore it's called a shchita that does not give you a head to tidit. That's according to Rav Shimon, that's called Lo Shmei Shchita. But Rabbanan Amar, Rabbanan held no. Shchita Shein Ruya Shmei Shchita. They held yes, it is called a shchita. Even though there's an Issa, side Issa replied, it's a Shor HaNiskol, or it's Negle Rufam. But Lamaitza, no, far the Hilcha Shchita goes, you did a Kashra Shchita. So there'll be an Issa Issa V'Yespanoi. That's good, the Machlekes. When we understand good, Rabbi Shimon says Yipotam. But Liyam, if you want to tell me though, that Liyach HaReifa, when does the Egla Rufa first become Asa? Bahano. Only after you chop off the head. If so, before you chopped off the head, you're doing the Shchita now. If so, it's Muta Bahano. So am I Potter Rabbi Shimon? What does Rabbi Shimon say? If you shechted the kid and now you shecht the mother, there's no Issa Issa V'Yespanoi. Why not? Shchita ruya, chur is a shchita, that's ruya. Because for shchita, now there'll be a head to teed it. Like it did not become asa banor, only because asa banor, if you chop off the head, but here you didn't chop off the head, you made a shchita. So according to Rav, it's a kash, how could Rav Shimon say, yipota? Because of the shchita, maybe you want to tell me, I tell you, that some Rav Shimon holds, egla v'shchita k'shera. Maybe Rav Shimon holds, no, that an egla rufa true, the mitzvah is to chop off the head, but maybe he also agrees that the Yevit, if you make a shchita on it, that's also considered the mitzvah of Egla Rufam, and that's why it becomes Asa Bano with the shchita. Then again, it would be good where Shimon holds, with this shchita, you're not chai for Yosef Espanoi, because this shchita is not matter with Bachila. According to Rabbi Shimon, the shchita ruya only means the shchita gives you head to eat it. But if you tell me now that the shchita is considered like an Arefa, so that will also make it Asa Bano, then it will be good. The more says that's not true though. If Zehiva Vietnam was done like this, Moran Chulm that says, Kosher b'porah, what's kosher by the porah duma means a shchita, is it clearly possible be egla rufa? It's possible you can't make a shchita on an egla rufa. And possible b'porah, what's possible for porah duma means to chop off the head of a porah duma without shchita, is kosher b'egla rufa. That's kosher, mashman, that's the mitzvah of egla rufa, to chop off the head without a shchita. Now it explains, porah b'shchita k'shera. Be a reif of psula. The paradum, if you stamp chop off that of the paradum, it's psula. Vashenkin egla, the loch of an egla rufa, be a reif of ksheva, by chopping off that is like a kosher, but for shchita psula, by making a shchita, it's like it's psula. clearly that they make a shechita on the egla rufa, it's not called the mitzvah sareifa. So according to Rav, it's a kasha. If the egla rufa is not also bahano michayim, and now you made a shechita, it does not become also bahano. So what does Reb Shimon hold? It's not called a shechita. Sishta, Yitzhak kept quiet. Lavos and Anofa yesterday went out. Omri said like this, my time, how come you didn't answer? My time, Aleminu, how come I didn't answer back and say that Reb Shimon sova egla b'shchitik shayra enachnami? Maybe Tata, that according to Rav, you're going to have to say that Reb Shimon holds with by egla rufa b'shchitik shayra enachnami. That even though that Gemara says not like that, but in Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon will have to hold that by egla rufa, even if you make a shchita, that's also called a kasha like a reifa. And therefore the shchita makes it also b'hano, therefore it's still the shchita shayra according to Reb Shimon. Whereas said of Rav Nuna, how come he didn't like this teretz? From Rav Nuna says no. I mean, maybe that could be teretz according to Rava. But Rav Nuna that asked the question upon Rava says that's not a good answer. Rav Nuna Amaloch lenishdam etona dineshaminon egla b'shchitik shayra. There's no such tana anywhere in Shas that says that be'egla rufa if you make a shchitik shayra. It should have said one place, and then the time we should have said Rav Shimon he. Since it doesn't say it anywhere, if Rav Nuna holds, even according to Rav Shimon, that you make a shchita on egla rufa, that's not a kosher egla rufa. And therefore, it's not called an egla rufa, so it should be muta bano. So therefore, it's a kosher. Why is Rav Shimon says it's not called a shchita? So according to Rav, it's very good. So according to Rav Nuna, it's very good. It becomes also mechayim. But according to Rav, that's the kosher. The kopon and Rav himself will have to answer and say no. Rav himself will have to answer and say, according to Rav Shimon, he'll hold that a shchit is also called like an areifa, and therefore b'shash you make the shchit on egla rufa, it becomes also ba'anom, therefore it's called the shchit is shein uruya, and therefore there's no iso v'iso v'yespanoi. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav says, Minu aminu, how do I know to say that the egla rufa first becomes also b'shash arufa, and not before, not mechayim. But if now we learn like this, egla rufa einokein, it says in our Mishnah, but an egla rufa is not the same halacha as an Ashim Toli. The what? Actually, therefore, if we find the murderer before the Bezdin made the arufa, before they chopped off the head, is taitzev to rabbeit, it says, let the animal go out, and it's muta, you could use it. That's what our Mishnah says. Now, if you're going to tell me, mechaim, if you can tell me, like Rav Nuna, that as soon as you bring the egla rufa down to the nachal eisim, it becomes also bano, so I might taitzev to rabbi eder. How come you're allowed to use it? Hoyisus solei mechaim, it already became also bano mechaim. So what does our Mishnah say if you find the murderer after, like, you find the murderer before you made the arefa, it's muta bano, why? According to Rav Nuna, it should become masa bano already. Rav Nuna will have learned our Mishnah, to need learn, actually nearest la refa. Mishnah is saying if it wasn't fit yet to make an arefa, which means it did not come down to nachlesin yet. For the more of that step shot, Amosai was a safer say, mishenefa tikova bimkoimai. But if they did already make their roof, they already chop off the head, and then they found the murderer, so says the Mishnah, it's the loss of Bano, because you already did the mitzvah already, and therefore you have to bury it where it is. So the Chura, Mash Monikos, you made their reifa, because you chopped off the head. And according to Rav Nuna, it should have said as soon as it's fit. To me, learn, Mishaniris la reifa. As soon as it's fit to make the reifa, meaning as soon as you brought it down, to the Nachal Eisan, that's when it becomes also Bano, Senechanami remains that way. Therefore, it's Tikov, you have to bury it. So the Gemara came and so, Amos Seif, what does Seif the Mishnah say? It says the Tam. Amos Seif, it says, Shalasofik Bo Metchila. It says the reason why Legna Rufa, like once they bring it, they chopped off the head, and then they found the murderers are still also Bano, why? Because it came Metchila on a Sofik, so Kipra Sveik of Ochalo. As soon as they like chopped off dead, at that second it was mechapa them. See, even though they find the murderer later, but already did what it was supposed to do, so it's called a good part. It's called a good egla rufa. That's what tells the bano. Now the question is, Ovi mechayim. If you tell him no, according to Rav Nuna, it becomes also bano. We're talking about now the Mishnah. As soon as it went down to the nachal eisan, even before he chopped off the head, so adayin lakipra sakusay. So what does the Mishnah say, Loshin? Because you already have a kaporum. You don't have the kapora yet. According to Rav Nuna, Mishnah is talking about that you found it before you made the arufa. You found the murder before you made the arufa. So why does the Mishnah say Loshen of Kipros Vekosai? So the Mishnah talk is not so much like Rav Nuna. Shmos is a nechnamni. Gemara says it's like a teyat tanoi. It's like a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya learned like this. Nemo machshir or mechaper bifnim. It says a loch of a machshir and a mechaper bifnim. Rashi says that's an oshem and mitzayra. Venemo machshir mechaper bachutz. It says the pasha by bachutz. Rashi says that's sipori mitzayra. Machshir bifnim is the machshir bifnim has the oshem and mitzayra. And the machshir bachutz, that's the sipori mitzayra. The mitzayra bring two things. A korban oshem inside. And the tziporim that we throw away outside. So ma machshir mechaper b'fnim, just like the yoshim. Also bo machshir k'mechaper, the machshir is the same halacha like the mechaper. Rashi says soyim mishdaleach v'egla rufa. In other words, there's a machshir b'fnim and a mechaper b'fnim and a machshir b'chutz and a mechaper b'chutz. So the mechaper b'fnim is the yoshim mitzayra, and the machshir b'fnim is this. Rashi says machshir b'chutz. Mechaper b'chutz, machshir b'fnim. Rashi says what the Tanoi here says, "Iyasur mechayim iloi." The Tanoi the Rebbe Shmuel Sava mechayim asur holtek of Amnuna. His machshir b'fnim asher mitzayra. That's the machshir mechaper hachatoyes v'yashem esa. Mechaper b'fnim is a regular korban. So like this, ma machshir u'mechaper homa b'fnim. Also, bo machshir k'mechaper, the machshir like the mechaper, is af machshir u'mechaper homa b'chutz. Also, machshir k'mechaper is the same halacha. The Rashi says, ma machshir homa b'fnim. Also, bo machshir oshir mitzayra k'mechaper k'shar chatoyes v'shomis. Is af machshir u'mechaper homa b'chutz. Mitzay tzipor mitzayra de'asurim banu amichayim. De'likom osa banu amichayim. K'mechaper b'sorim mishtalech v'egla rufa. That they also become also b'no Michayim. So koponim, this shita, this turn holds, like Rav Amnun is saying, that it comes also b'no Michayim. Beinach Nami, there's other tnoim that argue on this, so taka t'machlegis t'noim. Yeah. So kitta t'machlegis t'noim, with this halacha, when exactly does Degla Rufa become also b'no? But the Rav Amnun will learn now Mishnah, taka a little bit of a kasha, the Loshna Mishnah is a little bit not mashma like Rav Amnun. So one teretz is a nechlemit, so machlegis t'noim. Rav Nun is not going according to Tana of our Mishnah, but he's going according to rather a different Tana, that all stack of the Egla Rufa becomes also a Michayim. So he answers, Tzmach like a Tanoim. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elezer, Amr Elezer holds, Misnadev Odom Oshem Toli B'chol Yom. Person has the right to bring for Nadov an Oshem Toli. Even though we really hold, it's only if a person knows that he did a Sofik Chet, means he ate a piece of meat, he ate a piece of fat, and he has a doubt whether it was Chaliv, or Shuman, he doesn't know what it was, he has a doubt, then he brings Noshim Toli. Rav Elezer holds no, even though you don't know you did a chet, still you can bring it from the dove if you want. Misnad of Adam Ashtolim B'chol Yom every day. Or B'chol Ashiyot, anytime you want, you can bring Noshim Toli. Hu ha yit nikro Oshim Chasidim. They call this Oshim Noshim Chasidim, meaning whoever wants to be like a Chasid, so you can bring whenever they want, anytime you want to, you can bring this Oshim Toli. That's Rav Elezer Shita. Then the Mishnah says, Omru Olov al Bova ben Buti, they said upon Bova ben Buti, Shoy Misnadev Oshim Tola B'chol Yom. He also was Misnadev every day, brought in the Dova on Oshim Toli, Chutz, but excluding Meyachi Yom HaKippurim Yom Echad. Just the day after Yom Kippur, that day, he would not bring an Oshim Toli. Omar Hamoin Hazeh means Bova ben Buti said like this. Hamoin Hazeh means the name of like Loshin Shavua. He said like this, that Ilu Hoyim Nichna, they would have left me, Hoyisi Meve, I would have brought a Noshim Toli even the day after Yom Kippur. Eloimimli, but the Chom at that time told me, Hamtem wait, Achitikunas Lesofik. You have to have at least some Sofik. In other words, Yom Kippur itself is Mechapur in any Chet that you would have had to bring a Noshim Toli. So therefore, the next day, unless you have a Sofik, you did a Chet, you should not bring the Korban. So according to Chomim, say back like Omrlo, they say, you can't bring a Noshim Toli unless you have some doubt that maybe you did the Chet. But if you know 100% you didn't do a Chet, you can't bring in a Dover either. So therefore, the day after Yom Kippur, if you don't know for sure you did, or you have a Sofik Chet, you can't bring a Noshim Toli that day. But by the next day already, it's a good chance that most probably you did already, therefore you could bring a Noshim Toli if you want. So that's these two sheetahs here about Bava Ben Buti and Omruloi. Bava Ben Buti said he would have brought it every single day, even on Maitsoy Yom Kippur, the next day. Just Omruloi, the Chum said back to him, no, you have to wait till a day later, till at least you have some type of a Sofik. But the Chum say, Ey Mevi Moshim Toli, Elo Adovish, Shazdoy Nekoris, Tzhikos Echatis. The Chachamim say, no, you only bring a korban, you only bring an Oshem Toli on a chet, that if you would have done it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv koris, and now you do it b'shegeg, you chayiv achatis, and now if you have a suffix whether you did that or not, then you chayiv an Oshem Toli. Now the Chachamim kids are saying that an Oshem Toli does not come like an adova. It's like a korban chayiv, it's like a chatis, and therefore you only bring it if you know for sure you did the suffix chet. But if you don't know you did the chet, stam as in the dover, there's no way to bring an Oshem Toli. And we take all that to come in. Yeah. Yeah. Now, chai v'chatoyis v'yashomes v'adoyim. If somebody was chayiv, he did an averit, he's chayiv v'korban chatis. Because he's chayiv v'korban Oshem. So, lachari shover lehm yom kippur appears by, is chayov m'lhov v'yach yom kippur, and you still have to bring the korban after yom kippur. Yom kippur is not mechapif. They know they did a vaday chet, they ate chaylev, so, or they did their over ista mila on kochim, so they have to bring an ashram milas, or they have to bring a chatas for the chaylev. So even though Yom Kippur went by, it's not a mechaper in those chatoyim, you have to bring a korban. But the chayvi ashram is tluyim, let's say somebody has a suffix whether he ate chaylev or not before Yom Kippur, that the locher is you have to bring an ashram toli, and then you live through Yom Kippur, it's pturim. After Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring an ashram toli anymore. Yom Kippur is mechaper on an ashram toli. Now, Misha bought biyodoi sofik avera. Biyom Kippur, let's say somebody did a sofik avera on Yom Kippur itself. He has a sofik whether he's chayiv a korban or not. So it's an Oshem Toli. Afilu imcha sheikh, even if it happens, mamish, near the end of Yom Kippur, even after Shkiba, ben Hashemashayis, still potter, still is potter to bring a korban Oshem Toli. Because the klal is shakol hayoy mechaper. The whole day of Yom Kippur is mechaper on you. So as long as it's Yom Kippur now, you don't have the chiyuv to bring an Oshem Toli. Let's say Nisha has a chiv to bring a chatisoif. As Nisha, she was a yoledis, and she has a chiv to bring a chatisoif. Sofik, she had a sofik, where she gave birth, she had a miscarriage. It was a sofik whether she was mechiv to bring a korban for the nat. The overlo Yom Kippur pass by, is still chayov lovely after Yom Kippurim. She has a chiv to bring it after Yom Kippur. Because the chur of the kabonis, the yoledis brings, and not so much for a kaporatic aloha. That's Tamalocha, they have a chiyuv to bring it. Vivnei shimach sheres lecho b'zvachim. Because she needs a hechsher to let her eat kochim. Therefore, before they bring it, she can't eat kochim. So even though it's only a suffix, still she'll have to bring this korban. This korban Yom Kippur cannot be mechapa for you. Because not because of a kaporetz, because she was yoledis, she has to bring a korban, so she still has to bring it. Chatis soif abol a suffix. Let's say somebody brings a chatis soif on a suffix. Emishanim luko noida. After they made the malika, like after the koyin made the malika over it, and now it's noida, that what, that he's not chai the korban, he doesn't have to bring it. So locher is to cover, locher is going to have to bury that it's also banolike, because the maisa, it's, you did the malika. A malika is only mata by kochim. Now that you came out, you found out, let's say, like now they found out that she was mapel uber, that's potter from the korban. Lokra, she has to stand buried now, like a regular oif chulin, that if somebody would take an oif chulin, make a malika, it would be toying its tzatzasa. Or else some says, because it's like that chulin, she needs to be azara. The chulin, she needs to be azara, it's like osa bano. And therefore the din is, you have to bury it. I will see in the Gemara, some say it's only the Rabbanon, you have to bury it. Now the Gemara says, night time of the Rebbe Lezer. What's the reason of Rebbe Lezer that he says what a person could bring a korban oshem toli for nedava? If the Nashim Toli is only a chayiv, if so, then misiadale amamai sichatas. Like if it's a chayiv to bring a Nashim Toli, we did a sofachet, so her, once she brought it, she should have a kapora. So how come the locher is that later on when you find out that the chaylev was vade chaylev, so now you're not yotze with your korban Nashim, you have to bring a chatas? Question is why? Amamai sichatas. Elishramina, this should be a proof. That nedovi, that a person brings an Oshem Toli is only b'teras in nedova. But it's not really chayv to bring it. And therefore later when you find out you did a vadei chet, you'll have a chayv to bring a chates vadei. For Rabbanim the Gemara says, oilo shlomim hu di yosi b'nedu nedova. Oilo nishlomim, that comes b'teras in neder and in nedova. Very good. Av a chates v'yosham chayv ninu. A chates in Oshem you can't bring b'teras in nedova. It only comes b'teras in chayv. It's so v'yosham toli. It's the same halacha, it's also only a chayv. Ah, yes, the question, Rosh Hatoli, how come later when you find out you have to bring another chatis? Hainu taimo, temaisi mikaimi dimisyadilei. The whole reason is that you bring the Yashim Tolin now before you know that your body did a chet is Lohogan Olof, to protect you from the Yisurim. Rashi says, Mi Yisurim ad Shivodaloi. Tiatar Rechosu Agufoi Shal Yisrael. Torah has Rachmonis on you, that you should not have to get Yisurim. So therefore, Torah says, bring the Yashim Tolin right away. And then later, when you find out that you did a Vade Chet and a Chanami, then you have to bring a Chantis. But even right away, that you to bring the Yashim Tolin, it's also a Chayvet to bring it. It's not stand brought for Torah in the Dova. It's only if you did the Sofer Chet, then you could bring the Yashim Tolin. And if not, there's no way to bring the Torah in the Dova. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Bered, Rabbi Ravashim, Dilma may be Yashim Tolin, Koylu Shlomim, maybe, still it's a Kasha of the Rabbonim. Maybe Yashim Tolli is like an oil in Shlomim. And I'll tell you like this. Ma oil in Shlomim. The Yosu b'choyva, the Yosu b'nadova. You can bring it both ways. There is a choyva, there is a nadova. Maybe Yashim Tolli nami. The Yosu b'choyva, there is a nami b'nadova. It's coming to us both ways. There is a nether and a nadova, maybe. So how do you know what to say? Yashim Tolli is only a choyva. Maybe it's also a nadova. Or Malay, so Chom say back no. Oil in Shlomim, ikka b'nadova. No, the Torah says sometimes there's a chayv to bring an oil also. That's not the ikur of the korban. The ikur of the korban is the Torah and nedev and nedava. You can bring whenever you want. Sometimes it's a chayv to bring an oil. Very good. But the reason why it's brought for Torah and nedava because that's the ikur korban shabai is in nedava. Ma'ashek and Oshem Tolui ikur b'chayv k'siva. The ikur of Oshem Tolui is a chayv to bring. So Mela, since the Yikov is to bring a Chayiv, you have no right to say it should be Nadava also. Even though Naila is brought to Torah in Nadava, but you have no right to say Nashim Tolit should be brought to Torah in Nadava. Hadamar says, Tony Rebbe Chiyo, kindly the Rav, Rebbe Chiyo learned in front of Rav like this, that Oshim Tolui Bo Alhaf Nevela. Hill to Chiddush.